Who has been at the same job the longest? 1-800-330-9999. They call him the sod father. He's the groundskeeper for the Super Bowl. His name is George Toma. This was his 57th Super Bowl. So if you get that right, he's been at every single Super Bowl. Here's an interview they did with him.
Wow.
So we caught up with George Toma at his 57th Super Bowl as he's worked each and every one of them.
Every Super Bowl been the best Super Bowl. But sometimes the halftime show is more important than the game.
So we double-checked to see if this is truly it.
Is this going to be your last Super Bowl?
I believe so. This is it.
He's like 96 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. He's like, yeah, no, I'm done. This is it.
You know, when I hear from somebody like that, all I think to myself is, what does his lawn look like? Right? It's either absolutely perfect, or it's a disaster. It's one or the other. You just don't know.
Now, I can't figure out. So 57 years, he's had the same job doing the Super Bowl field. That's a long time. I think about how long people stay at companies, because it used to be you stay at your company your whole life. You start your career, then you end there.
Sure.
Now, for my husband is in corporate finance. That isn't the case anymore.
Right.
I mean,
it's not even close.
No, it gives me anxiety because like every 2 to 3 years he's moving to a different company.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't think that looks good. He's like, babe, this is what people do now. This is how it works. Like nobody stays at these companies for a long time anymore.
Well, I think it depends on your industry. Certain industries, obviously, it's more acceptable than others. Like I lived and worked in Vegas for a while and it was completely, you know, like it was expected. You were going to take a job, do that job for X amount of time, and then you were going to leave that job because there's always somewhere else for you to go up and do that job. But I think in general, nowadays, people, they change careers probably 3-4 times in their lifetime now.
Yeah, I think about my grandfather who worked for a company called Pitney Bowes. And like he came from Italy and he started his job there in the factory.
Yeah.
And he stayed in that factory until he retired. And that was it. That's just how it was. I mean, I've been with this company for 12 years. And when you think about it, 12 going on 13 years, like that seems like a long time
compared to a
lot of people.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a long time. If you're in construction or something like that, sometimes they have those jobs where they get on a job and it's such a big project that they work their entire career on that job, right? When they're building something huge, like the Big Dig or something like that. But it doesn't happen all that often anymore, that's for sure.
Yeah, 1-800-330-9999. If you've been at your job for a long time.
I mean a long time.
How long and what company? Again, that's 1-800-330-9999. The groundskeeper for the Super Bowl, George Toma, he's retiring. This was his 57th Super Bowl. He's in his 90s.
It's amazing, right? People used to stay at a job their entire life. It just doesn't happen that way anymore.
Right, but have you? Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How long have you been at a job?
My husband, literally, it'll be 40 years November at Stu Leonard's.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Huh? I mean, I've got a friend that he's been working for a grocery chain since we were in high school. I mean, since like he was 14 or 15 years old.
Yeah.
And every year, he's my age, they try and get him to retire. They throw so much money at him because his union is so great. He's making a mint and he gets 7 weeks vacation a year.
That's crazy.
7 a year.
Hey, Margaret, who has the longest job at a company? Is it you or somebody you know?
It would be me.
How long and where?
I have been working at the same job as a registered nurse in a neonatal ICU. In July, it'll be 38 years.
38 years. You've seen a lot of stuff go down in the ICU, that I'm sure of.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Things have changed so much over the years.
You must know entire families, right? People that come in and you're there, you know, when somebody is born and then a traumatic experience after. Like, I mean, you must know tons of people or they must recognize you. Definitely comforting if I'm walking in and I see a familiar face.
Yeah. Hey, Mary, how long have you been at your job?
56 years.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
So far, you are the winner.
Yes.
What is it you do?
I work for a swimming pool company, and I started with the fathers, and they passed on. Now I'm with the sons, and it's really a nice place to work, and I'm the only girl there.
Oh.
Wow. That's cool. I hope you got a nice discount on your pool.
I hope so, too. I hope they give you something nice at Christmas time. That's what I hope.
Openings and closings. I want them paid for by the company, please.
Kylie, the longest you worked for a company?
The longest I worked for a company was 5.5 years. It was for an underwater show in Florida. And I think the reason I was able to last so long is because the show was only on weekends, but still 5.5 years, like, that's a feat.
So wait a minute.
With so many questions.
An underwater show. Mm-hmm. Did they have you on like a snuba like tube or something like that? Were you free diving and then coming back up for air? Because I'm thinking if that's the case, like the reason you lasted so long is because you breathe really well.
Mermaid?
I don't know.
Were you a mermaid?
Yeah, I was a mermaid. Yeah. And the show, they still have the show down there. So it's no nose plugs, no goggles, no hoses. Like, it was just straight free diving. It was pretty intense. Yeah, and I really had to work on, like, the breath holds and everything. It was wild.
Do you think that mermaids get along that well in real life, Anna?
Yeah,
Yeah,
I mean, have you ever seen a mermaid fight? No. Okay. Like, when's the last time you saw them beat up things?
So while you're doing this show, are people, like, eating their dinner next to you? Is it what they're, like, what? They're enjoying a surf and turf?
That's exactly what it was. It was a dinner show. They also had, like, brunch shows, but people would come, and you could not see the people, but you could hear them. They would be going, like, absolutely crazy whenever you did, like, an interesting pass.
Yeah.
So you didn't see them, but you definitely could hear them.
I mean, I know why they tinted out the windows, just so that you couldn't see, like, salmon and stuff like that on the plates. And then you could just give a sad look. You could stop, point, and then scream underwater, "Mama!"
I mean, I guess 5.5 years is good if you're underwater for a majority of it.
That's true.
But Mary, with 56 years, is a lot. Oh, how long were you at your job? You stayed at your company a long time. 1-800-330-9999. It seems like nobody stays at jobs anymore for a long period of time at the same company. But the guy, they call him the sod father, who did the Super Bowl field, right? 57 years. He's in his 90s. He just retired. He's done every single Super Bowl.
What a life, really.
Yeah.
I mean, what a kind of a life of adventure, right? And you were just like, nah, I'm really good at grass. You know? Wow.
We're looking to see who has been at the same company, the same job the longest. 1-800-330-9999. Debbie, how long have you been at your job?
48 years.
That's a good time.
Wow, Debbie. What is it you do?
I'm an LPN, but I work for the distribution piece of our hospital.
So how did you get started? What was your very first job 48 years ago there at the hospital?
I worked in Central Supply, which is Central Sterile now, where
she doesn't remember even.
Instruments.
Yeah. I mean, right. I mean, you got to start somewhere, right? I mean, when you go fast food, first you're doing floors, right? Then you're washing lettuce. Pretty soon you're on fries.
Debbie said 48 years. You're like, what did you do 48 years ago? She's like, I don't remember what I did yesterday. Debbie, congratulations. That's beautiful.
Thanks for the call, Deb.
Sue, how long have you been at your job?
35 years this year.
And what do you do?
I work in a supermarket, customer service.
But, you know, we're seeing that. A lot of people that work in markets, right, they'll work their whole career there.
Grocery
I mean, it must
stores.
Be a great place to work.
Yeah, but I remember, even producer Sean, he used to work in a grocery store, and he said that there's, like, a lot of perks of working there. I know a lot of people that have spent their lives working in grocery stores and have made great lives for themselves.
Trivia fact, Sean was a grocery store manager.
Yeah.
Lock that away.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to be a store manager, but I got 5 more years and I'm done. But I'm so young.
How many weeks vacation do you get a year?
I get 5 weeks vacation. I get 80 hours sick, 32 hours personal.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
and I'm only 51.
Oh my gosh!
I'm fighting for 2 extra days this year. Yeah.
Well, you guys deserve it, so I hope you get it.
Thanks for the call. I'm going to dig in now.
Joe, how long have you been at your job?
I'm with the correction officer working in the prison system for 43 years.
43 years? I mean, that pension is fully vested.
Last January.
Okay, good. Good for you.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That's a long time, man. And you made it out safe? No problems?
I made it out safe. You know, good. A couple of bangs and bruises.
Sure.
But it's all good.
Yeah. I've got an uncle and a father-in-law who were both in corrections for a long time. Not as long as you. Not as long as you.
I started in Sing Sing, 1979.
Not a fun place to be at a fun time, I'm sure of that.
Yeah, that's the reason why I got out.
Ruth, how long have you been at your job?
36 years.
That's a long time. And what do you do?
I work for the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Those are good jobs. You know, those state and regional government jobs, those are good jobs. Nice pension.
Do you ever look out into the sea of people waiting and you laugh at them?
No, never. I love my job.
I actually just had to sign up to transfer a registration. Do you know that where I'm at, it's only appointment now, and my appointment is for 4 weeks from now? Like, what is happening?
But wouldn't you rather have an appointment in four weeks and wait in that line? Wouldn't you?
I mean, what am I supposed to do in the meantime? What if I needed that car to be on the road?
You rather wait in the line for 4 weeks sitting in that chair?
Wow. I don't know, Ruth. I'm not sure what's happening near me.
Absolutely. But at the end of the day, Mary from earlier, she wins. 56 years at the company. There was a swimming pool company.
Wow.
Congratulations to her.